Three-note hook construction, advanced, Ableton Live, drum and bass, let's go. In this lesson we're building one of the most useful weapons in DNB, the three-note hook, minimal pitch content, maximum identity. And the advanced part is this, we're not just picking three notes, we're designing interval signature, rhythm, register, and timbre so those three notes feel inevitable over a rolling groove. By the end, you'll have a hook that cuts through heavy drums and bass, translates across your intro, drop, breakdown, and second drop, and works whether you treat it like a lead, a vocalish stab, or a Reese adjacent topline layer. We'll do it in Ableton Live using mostly stock devices. Aim for 172 to 175 BPM. I'll set us at 174. First, set the foundation. Tempo, key, context. Set your project tempo to 174 BPM. Pick a key that supports weight and darkness. F minor, G minor, A flat minor, any of these are great. Not mandatory, but it tends to land right for DNB. Now give yourself context immediately. In session view, build a loop with rolling drums and your bass. Doesn't have to be perfect, but it does have to be honest. If the drums are already busy, your hook rhythm needs to be simpler. And if your bass is mid-heavy, your hook needs to live in a different lane. Pro workflow move. Group your drums into a drum bus, and your bass into a bass bus right now. It's boring, but later you'll be a slash being decisions quickly, and you'll thank yourself. Next, choose the three notes. This is where most people either overthink it or underthink it. Here's the mindset I want. Think interval signature, not three notes. The hook becomes recognizable because of the gap pattern, like up a minor third, down a major second. That contour is your logo. Before you touch sound design, literally try singing it. If you move it up an octave and it stops sounding like the same idea, the contour is not strong enough yet. Pick one of these common DNB ready three-note sets. 1, flat 3, 4, minor lift. 1, 5, flat 7, ravey, anthemic but still dark. 1, 2, flat 3, creepy, forward motion. Flat 6, 5, 1, dramatic fall. Let's use an example in F minor. Notes, F, A flat, G. That's 1, flat 3, 2. It gives minor identity but it doesn't fully resolve, so it keeps pulling. In Ableton, create a MIDI clip that's two bars long. Put those three notes in a single octave first. For example, F3, A-flat 3, G3. We'll decide the real register later, and that's important. A lot of great hooks fail just because they're sitting in the wrong octave. Now, design the anchor note on purpose. Choose which note feels like home. Often it's the tonic, the 1. Sometimes in DNB it can be the 5. But let's keep it simple, make F your anchor. How do you enforce an anchor? You can give it a longer duration or higher velocity. You can return to it at phrase boundaries, like at the end of bar 4, 8, 16. And you can even make it more stable in sound design. Less filter wobble or pitch movement on the anchor note compared to the other notes. Stability versus motion. Now we build the hook rhythm. And I want you to hear this clearly. In drum and bass, the hook is mostly rhythm. In classic two-step at 174, your snare is on beat 2 and beat 4. A lot of hooks work best by answering after the snare, not sitting directly on top of it. If your strongest hook hit lands exactly on 2 or 4, you often mask the snare crack, and the whole drop feels weaker. Try this two-bar rhythm conceptually. After the snare in bar 1, place F as a short hit, then a quick A-flat as a smaller, tighter hit. Then G is a slightly longer note that carries the idea forward. In Ableton, set your grid to 16th notes. Place your notes so they feel like they're pulling forward from the snare, not fighting it. Then program velocity like it's a drummer. First hit strong, second hit lighter, third hit medium strong. As a starting point, make your F somewhere around 105 to 120 velocity, A flat around 70 to 90, and G around 90 to 110. Don't treat velocity as volume only. We're going to map it to tone later if we want, and it's also part of the groove. Coach note, add negative space on purpose. In dance rollers, the rests are what people remember. Pick one spot per bar where the hook never plays. That becomes a consistent pocket where your drums and bass get to punch through. That pocket is part of the identity. Next, lock it to groove using micro timing. DNB feels alive because of tiny timing offsets. You can get a lot of this with Ableton's groove pool. Try swing 16-65 or grab a groove from a breakbeat clip if you have one. Apply it gently, like 10-25%. Then do one manual nudge. Keep one note as an anchor, dead on the grid. Usually the first hit. Then take either the second or third note and push it late, by about 5 to 12 milliseconds. Here's the rule: one anchor hit tight, one lazy hit late. That's groove without losing readability. Now we sound design a main hook so it survives a dense mix. Create a MIDI track called Hook, Main. Load Waveatable. For oscillator 1, pick a saw-ish shape. Basic shapes, saw. For oscillator 2, add a square or another saw, but keep it quiet, like minus 12 dB, and attune it slightly if you want a little width. Keep unison modest. 2 to 4 voices, low amount. Drum and bass needs precision. Too much unison gets wide but blurry, and your hook stops reading. Use a low-pass 24 dB filter. Set cutoff somewhere like 1.2 to 3 kHz to start. Add a bit of drive, 2 to 6 dB. For the amp envelope, super fast attack, basically 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay in the 200 to 450 millisecond zone. Sustain low, like 0 to 20%. Release around 80 to 180 milliseconds. You want it articulate, not floaty. Then give the filter some movement using a mod envelope. Env amount around 20 to 40%. Decay around 150 to 300 milliseconds. This gives you a pluckish articulation without turning it into a tiny pluck that disappears under breaks. After Waveatable, add saturator. Analog clip mode. Drive 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on, and do not let this become its louder so it's better. Match the output, then add EQ8, high pass it around 120 to 200 Hz, leave the sub to the bass. If it's muddy, try a small cut around 300 to 500 Hz, and if it needs bite, add a gentle boost in the 2 to 5 kHz region, maybe 1 to 3 dB. Then add a compressor sidechained from your drum bus, ratio around 2 to 1 to 4 to 1, attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release 60 to 140 milliseconds, and aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. This isn't just for loudness. It's to keep the hook present without fighting your transient backbone. Now layer number 2, the attack layer. This is the secret to readability on big drums. Create a second MIDI track called Hook, Attack. Put the same MIDI clip on it. Use operator. Start simple. A sine or triangle for the tone. You can add noise if you want, either with an operator if you're comfortable, or just layer a very short noise sample in Simpler. The goal is a little plucky edge. Make the amp envelope super short. Zero attack. Decay around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Sustain at zero. High pass it around 700 Hz so it's not stepping on low mids. Then add drum bus. Yes, even on a synth transient. Drive maybe 5 to 15. Crunch 5 to 20%. And transient enhancement plus 10 to plus 30. But be careful, you can easily make it harsh. Mix it under the main hook. You should feel clarity more than you hear a second synth. If you mute it and the hook suddenly gets blurry, you nailed it. Now layer 3. Texture tail. This is vibe, glue, and section continuity. Duplicate the main hook track and call it hook, texture. Freeze and flatten, or resample to audio. The point is to commit it so you can treat it like an atmospheric element. Add hybrid reverb, hall, or a subtle shimmer. Decay 2 to 6 seconds. High pass inside the reverb around 300 to 600 Hz so the low mids don't cloud up the mix. Keep mix around 10 to 25%. Then add auto filter. Use band pass or low pass, and modulate it slowly with an LFO, like a quarter note to one bar rate. Small amount. This gives movement without rewriting anything. Add a touch of redux. Just a tiny downsample for grit, not full destruction. And sidechain this layer harder than the main hook, like 8 to 10 dB of gain reduction. You want it to bloom in the gaps, not sit on top of the drums all the time. Now, before we go into variations, do the register audition. This is huge. Take your hook clip and audition it in three registers. First, mid hook, roughly C3 to C4 zone. Second, high hook, C4 to C6, more like a top line. Third, split hook, keep most notes where they are, but jump one note up an octave as a signal flare. Pick the one that still reads at low volume while the drop is loud. That's the real test. Turn your monitors down. If the hook disappears, you're either in the wrong register or you need more attack layer or more presence around 2 to 5 kHz. Now we turn the three notes into a hook system. Variations and an answer. Start with call and response. Think four bars at a time. Bars 1 to 2 is your call, the main motif. Bars 3 to 4 is response, the same three notes but change one dimension only. 1, not 3. This is how you keep identity while evolving. Options. Change rhythm slightly, maybe start a hit a 16th earlier. Or change register. Jump the third note up an octave. Or change note length. Make the last note shorter, stabby, or longer and more legato. Advanced trick. Metric displacement. Duplicate the clip and shift the entire clip start by an eighth note or a sixteenth note, keeping internal rhythm the same. Suddenly it feels like a new attitude, but it's literally the same material. Another advanced phrasing trick. Question mark versus answer. End one phrase on the least stable note, like the 2 or the flat 7. Then in the next phrase, end on the anchor note. Tension and release without new pitches. You can also add ghost note grace hits without breaking the 3-note rule. Add a super quiet, super short pre-hit of one of the existing notes, like a 1/32 A flat before the G, velocity like 10 to 25. It reads as articulation, not as a 4th note. Now build an answer phrase at the end of a longer section, like bar 8 or 16. Make a 1-bar answer where the notes are longer. Add pitch bend on the last note, even a quick dip of 50 to 150 milliseconds, or do an echo throw on the final note. This becomes your section marker, so you don't need constant drum fills to create turnarounds. Let's talk performance lanes. This is where a hook goes from loop to record. Even if your MIDI notes never change, automate 1 or 2 macro lanes, a small filter cutoff movement over 8 bars, or wave eatable position or FM amount, or vibrato amount only on held notes. Small moves, phrase based. That's how you get evolution without losing the motif. Now arrangement. Make it slam in a DNB drop. Here's a reliable 32-bar drop plan. Bars 1 to 8, hook full, main plus attack, texture subtle. Let the listener learn the motif. That's your reveal method. Don't blow all your tricks in bar 1. Bars 9 to 16, remove the attack layer for 4 bars, then bring it back. That contrast reads huge, even if nothing else changes. Bars 17 to 24, introduce the response thirdation clip, and maybe one extra turnaround move at the end of bar 24. Shorten the last note to a dry stab, or extend it into a reverb-gated moment, or do that quick pitch bend dip. Bars 25 to 32, go half-time for a moment, or gate the hook into stabs, or shift to a darker response tone with narrower stereo. Same notes, new density. Add impact tricks with stock devices. Automate utility on the hook group. Pull it down maybe 1.5 dB for 2 bars, then snap back to 0 at the phrase start. Perceived lift. No actual extra loudness needed. Automate auto filter cutoff to open slightly every 8 bars. And on bars 8, 16, 24, 32, do an echo throw on the last note. This audio version is shortened for playback.